Hudson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Biden meets virtually with the families of 14 Americans missing in the Middle East. Some could be Hamas hostages. White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
He felt it was very important to directly speak to them and let them know that the U.S. is doing everything in its power to try to reconnect those Americans with their loved ones and, of course, ultimately bring them home.
Israel has warned 1 million people in northern Gaza to leave by tomorrow. It's thought a ground offensive could come soon. Israel's military says its forces have carried out small raids inside Gaza. Correspondent Imtiaz Tayeb has more on violence involving Jewish settlers.
Leaders here in Israel have described as pogroms, going into Palestinian villages, killing people, and committing terrible atrocities. And what we know is that since that horrible and depraved rampage by Hamas in southern Israel, we know that there have been reprisal attacks inside the occupied West Bank, killing over 33 Palestinians since Saturday alone.
In southern Lebanon, where there's been sporadic violence, a journalist was killed by an Israeli shell. Defense Secretary Austin expressed U.S. support for Israel at a stop today in Tel Aviv. Secretary of State Blinken held meetings in Qatar.
We know the humanitarian situation is urgent. We're actively engaged with partners, including Qatar, to get aid to those who need it.
Qatar said today the U.S. cannot renege on an agreement to deliver $6 billion in frozen funds to Iran. Iran has been a backer of Hamas. Correspondent Natalie Brand has more on efforts to step up security here at home as the war goes on and tensions are high.
In the U.S., Jewish communities are taking extra precautions.
We have told the parents that if you wish, you can't keep your children home. That's okay.
Many mosques are also adding extra security. Both sides concerned the fighting overseas will lead to violence at home.
The U.S. says North Korea has delivered 1,000 containers of military equipment and munitions to Russia for the war in Ukraine. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain is breaking with the pattern of expanding the union strike against the big three automakers on Fridays.
Today, we're not announcing expansion of our strike, but we are prepared at any time to call on more locals to stand up and walk out.
He says automakers tried to forge progress only late every week. A tentative deal has been struck to avoid a further job action by healthcare workers at Kaiser Permanente. Wall Street right now, the S&P and NASDAQ are down, but the Dow is up 81. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This new Wendy's Frosty flavor is way too exciting to keep under wraps. It's a brand new, first-of-its-kind flavor. Get this, pumpkin spice. I know, right? It's so good. It's rich, it's cozy. It's the perfect flavor for some fall Frosty time. Watch, everyone will see it and jump on the bandwagon. Grab a never-before-seen Pumpkin Spice Frosty or Pumpkin Spice Frosty Cream Cold Brew today when you choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Vanilla Frosty is temporarily unavailable.
Bring smiles to all when shopping online with Dell Technologies Gift Guide. Whether it's for the artist, the entrepreneur, the student, or the streamer, you'll find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Dell.com/gift guide makes gifting easy with a carefully curated selection of our best tech. Shop now to explore our innovative PCs like the XPS 13 laptop, powered by the latest Intel Core processors, plus this season's top accessories. Visit Dell.com/gift guide today to get a jump on your holiday gift list. That's Dell.com/gift guide.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, October 16th. In Wood County, the Citizens Water Group will meet at 2 in the River Block Auditorium in Wisconsin Rapids. The Central Wisconsin State Fair Executive Board will meet at 5 at the fair office in Marshfield. The Board of Directors meeting will follow at 6:30. The NEPCO Lake District Board of Commissioners meeting will take place at 3:30 at the Marshall Bueller Center in Port Edwards. In Portage County, the Board of Adjustment meeting at 4 and the Health and Human Services meeting at 4:30 have both been canceled. In Adams County, the Library Board will meet at 2 at the library. The Health and Human Services public hearing and regular meeting will be held from 4 to 6 at the Adams County Courthouse. The City of Adams Finance Committee will meet at 5, and the City Council meeting will begin at 6. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. High of 48, east winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tonight scattered rain showers likely, lows dip down to about 45. Overcast skies, tomorrow scattered rain showers likely, highs level off around 53. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 47.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers, over on the board. Welcome into the program. It is Friday. Yes, Friday the 13th, 2023, 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Happy to have you here on a Friday afternoon. TGIF, Mr. Zommers, I'm not sure about you. I could use a weekend.
Yeah, definitely. For this Friday the 13th, spooky. Not tonight, but tomorrow morning, I will be going to Manitowoc, hang out with some friends.
Oh, nice.
Got other friends from around the state convening there to watch some spooky movies. I don't know which ones.
All right.
Maybe we'll watch Friday the 13th, one of the 800 of them.
Perhaps. Well, very good. Enjoy that time. I'm just going to chill in Madison for most of the weekend. May have to do a little orchard tour on Sunday, but whatever folks are doing around the state of Wisconsin, do it safely. Rain, of course, in the forecast throughout most of Wisconsin today. Many homecoming parades, high school homecoming parades, have been either postponed or canceled due to the rain across the state. And, of course, the Wisconsin Badger football team, huge game against Iowa tomorrow at Camp Randall. Looks like it might not be quite a rainout. Well, of course, they have artificial turf there. Going to be chilly, though. And breezy. High is only in the low 50s. Breezy conditions at Camp Randall, and certainly damp, if nothing else. So be prepared for that. We will talk about that game, Wisconsin and Iowa, in the second hour of the show today. As Mr. Sommers mentioned, it is Friday the 13th. And, you know, nothing wrong with having a little bit of fun with that. My paternal grandmother, especially, was very, very superstitious about Friday the 13th. And, you know, it's fine to have some fun with that. I got no problem with that. But I do want to alert people and mention and call out that there is some very serious, scary things going on this Friday the 13th, not just here in the U.S., but around the world. What is happening is that some of the extremist Muslim folks in the world, and in particular Palestinians, have called for, whether you want to call it a day of rage or whatever, against Jewish people, in response to what's going on in the war on Israel in the Middle East. And we had on Alex Scher yesterday, a reporter here in Madison, and was on the UW-Madison campus, and he told us firsthand yesterday how many people of the Jewish faith are quite frankly scared to go out right now because of the hate towards Jewish people that is just rising in some parts, not everywhere, but some parts across the world and the U.S., and that, you know, there's this line of thought out there that, you know, that everybody's to blame on this. And that is making, and remember, the Jewish people have been a persecuted people for decades. Decades.
Well, centuries.
Centuries, thank you. And what happened on Saturday was the second largest killing of Jews since the Holocaust. And it's unfortunate, And it's not, this is not hyperbole, all right? This is not just, oh, people are just like, here's what's happening today in America. There is an added and heightened security presence at the United States Capitol in Washington, D.C. because of real threats, credible threats that our intelligence agency, our community have learned of. The New York City Police Department on heightened security, adding police officers. And by the way, they are down. That's a whole other cup of coffee. They are severely down in the amount of officers they need, but they are on heightened security. Many airports on heightened security today, if you were flying. You might not see all of this, but it is there. Because of the credible threats from some of the extremists in the Muslim world and Palestinians for what's happening in the Middle East. And I want to be very clear about this, all right? Because I was alive, very much so, during 9/11. And if you'll remember, for those of us who were there, lived through it, of course not at the sites, but were present when it happened, President Bush, a Republican, came out immediately and said, you know what? Let's not judge those in the Muslim community. The Muslim faith is, by and large, a peaceful faith, and these are extremists within the Muslim faith. That was a very important point, because it would have been very easy for George W. Bush to immediately lay blame on all Muslims and make them the bad guys. But he was very careful in those hours and days after 9/11 to say, look, we denounce all hate, and this is not a war on Muslim people. And what's needed is that kind of leadership across all of our political figures today. What's happening should not be a reflection of all Muslim people at all, or all Palestinians at all. And again, all loss of life is tragic. And I certainly hope that there are ways for humanitarian aid to be taken into Gaza. But let us not forget what happened on Saturday. This was an unprovoked attack by a terrorist organization, Hamas, who hides amongst civilians. And Hamas was, quote unquote, duly elected back. There hasn't been elections in Palestine since 2006 in Gaza. 2006. It's essentially a regime. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about this. Also, what's happening in Washington, D.C., the speaker's race continues to be a crap show. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Take your calls on this and anything else that's on your mind on a Friday. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the show, the Todd Allball Show, that is, on the Civic Media Radio Network. 15 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on the time and temperature sign. Mr. Zomer is on the board. Glad to be with you on what appears to be mostly a rainy day across the state of Wisconsin. At least it is here in Madison, high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square. Want to give you a few more details on this story we started off with. This from Reuters News Service about an hour ago, Dateline Los Angeles. U.S. law enforcement agencies have escalated security measures to safeguard Jewish and Muslim communities. That's an important point. This is to safeguard both Jewish and Muslim communities ahead of a global pro-Palestinian protest expected today. But they urge members of the public to go about their daily routines. Now, that's easy to say if you're not a person of the Jewish faith in particular. As we heard from Alex Schur yesterday, after spending time at a Chabad on the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus talking to Jewish students, many of whom do not feel comfortable going to class right now because it's being called out by some, keyword some, perhaps even a handful, but at least some professors reportedly are defending Hamas in this, or at least saying that Hamas had some right to this genocidal attack against Israel on Saturday. If you're a person of the Jewish faith, you feel very uncomfortable in that situation. Continuing on that story from Reuters from about an hour ago, police in the two most populous U.S. cities, New York and Los Angeles, said they would step up patrols, especially around synagogues and Jewish community centers, though authorities insisted they were unaware of any specific or credible threats. Quote, there is no reason to feel afraid. No one should feel they have to alter their normal lives, unquote. That according to New York Governor Kathy Hochul, who said in a briefing late yesterday. New York City Eric Adams said his office had directed police to, quote, surge additional resources to schools and houses of worship to ensure they are safe and that our city remains a place of peace, unquote. Adams said extra police patrols were being deployed in Jewish and Muslim communities alike. This is where we are at right now. And so, yes, I understand that the Israeli or the war on Israel is a international story. And by and large, we like to tie things into Wisconsin. But this has a Wisconsin thread, as we said yesterday. This affects our friends and neighbors in each of our communities, particularly of the Jewish faith. And by the way, of the Muslim faith, I would say as well. Because again, Palestinians, let alone organizations of a terrorist nature, do not represent all Muslims. So it's a good time to just, as my old teacher Andy Spies used to say, probably still does, he's still with us, thank God, pause and reflect. Pause and reflect. And tone down the rhetoric just a little bit to take time for our brothers and sisters in our community, particularly those of the Jewish faith. If you want to call away in on that, certainly welcome to 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love your insight, your take on the day's headlines. Taking to our second story of the day, Washington, where things are a complete disaster in terms of trying to find a next Speaker of the House. Turning to CNN, Republicans are confronting a deepening leadership crisis that has left the House paralyzed with no clear path to elect a new speaker. After an effort to replace Kevin McCarthy following his historic ouster was derailed by entrenched opposition and deep divisions within the party. By failing to coalesce behind the candidate, Republicans have plunged the House into uncharted territory and effectively frozen the chamber at a time when major international and domestic crises loom, from Israel's war against Hamas to a potential government shutdown in mid-November. All eyes are now on U.S. Congressman GYM Jim Jordan of Ohio as he jumps into the speaker's race after Majority Leader Steve Scalise abruptly withdrew last night amid hardened positions and opposition from more than a dozen holdouts. Republicans have not immediately coalesced behind Jordan, however, and he may face the same math problem as Scalise. Here's what's going on. Donald Trump is essentially running the election for House Speaker without running the election for House Speaker. Allow me to explain, if you'd be so very kind. And again, you know, I'm a former Republican, left the party in 2011. I worked for a U.S. Congressman in Washington and in Wisconsin, and here in Wisconsin for a Wisconsin state senator. So that's my lens, that's my perspective of having at least spent some time on the Hill out in Washington, although it's been a few years, but still talking to people who are there, and knowing the Republican Party fairly well and how they operate, or at least certainly how they used to operate. So here's what's going on that you're not going to necessarily hear on a lot of sources. There is a, I would call it somewhat of a mainstream traditional Republican part of that caucus left. Although the problem is they rarely speak up and talk about it because they're too scared of the mega folks and getting primaried. And then there's kind of your large group of extreme Republicans. People have just kind of gone off the deep end and bought into Trumpism, which makes up the bulk of the current Republican caucus in the House. And I would put guys like Steve Scalise in that category. A guy who once said, "I'm David Duke without the baggage," said that. Of course, David Duke, the former Ku Klux Klan leader. Then you have Jim Jordan, who I have borrowed the phrase from my friend and colleague, Matt Flynn, GYM Jim Jordan. GYM, why do we say that? Because he is part of a very sad situation at The Ohio State University, in which tens and dozens of wrestlers, while he was an assistant coach there, assistant wrestling coach, came forward to him at the time to report a doctor within the University of Ohio, Ohio State University, I should say, saying that this doctor has sexually abused them. And allegedly, Jim Jordan did nothing about it. And fast forward until Jim Jordan was in Congress or about to go in Congress, and he called several of these wrestlers crying, saying, don't out me about this because it'll ruin my political career. And then the doctor who all these sexual allegations were towards killed himself. And essentially Jim Jordan got off scot-free because there really wasn't a case anymore. Very similar to what happened, by the way, at Penn State with Joe Paterno and some of his assistant coaches turning a blind eye. So these two guys, Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan, not what I would call mainstream Republicans. They are certainly part of the mega caucus. Jim Jordan is known to be a close ally of Donald Trump. So that's the heart of that caucus right now. And then you have, and I don't know how else to put it, the spooky caucus or the spooky members. I put Matt Gaetz in that category, although he said that he would vote for Steve Scalise. And there are others, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Bobart, this Mace woman. Mace is one of the kookiest. Apparently, she said that she was in the running to be the vice presidential nominee with Donald Trump on the Republican ticket next year. To which Trump's main campaign manager, Chris LaCivita, came out with a statement this morning that called it, I'll clean it up for radio, horse crap. He made it more explicit. He said anybody who says that they're in the running to be Donald Trump's VP are just, they, I think he said the quote was, they're off their meds. Okay? So it's these, it's about a, anywhere from 8 to 12 of these people who are just la-la cuckoo birds, off the ranch nuts. And these are the people that are holding this whole thing up. Because they won't even go along with the heart of the Trump caucus, the mega caucus in the Republican Party. They're doing, and you say, well, why do they do this? Because, in my opinion, they idolize Donald Trump. They love his style. Think about it for a second. Donald Trump's style isn't to bring about results, certainly not compromise. It's all about Donald Trump. These people like this Congressman Mace woman, it is all about her. She wore literally a scarlet letter A on a white T-shirt yesterday, parading past the press to get attention. These people love, they saw that it worked for Donald Trump. They saw that a self-aggrandizing, self-serving campaign made Donald Trump, helped make him president of the United States. And they have the same nutty idea that by acting the same way, it will do the same for them and elevate them into power and prominence in American politics. His influence is controlling the House speakership indirectly. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Mark from the SAC, what say you?
Well, where to begin? Nancy Mace, who apparently is labeling herself as an adulteress because she must not understand the whole meaning of the Scarlet Letter, right, which I think I read back in 11th grade that Hester Prim, I think it was being condemned because she was either seduced by a village elder and bore a child. And I think the child had to wear the letter as well. That
Nancy Mace got caught on video. It's going around. You can look it up now. She was, what do they call it, Zommers? Spit shots or whatever, where somebody takes a shot and then they put the shot in the mouth of another person and they keep passing it down the line. And Nancy Mace was a part of this.
Yeah, I don't know what they call that. But yeah.
You've never done it. All right, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, and it just in Gymnasium Jim Jordan, who I refer to as pedophile protector Jim Jordan, because that's apparently what he did by his silence in protecting those young athletes.
Well, that's fair. I think that word is way overused right now. My understanding, this happened with college athletes, so I mean they were, you know, of age. But I get
right.
The point.
It's just. And that it is just because he didn't protect those young men. I mean,
right.
That's just pure and simple. And he's too gutless to even admit it now, and that's what should be pointed out. He's got
yes.
No call. He should not even be Congress, period.
Yes.
It's because of his moral...
By the way, you got 40 seconds, Mark. It's all yours. Go ahead. 40 seconds, go.
And as far as the anti-Semitism, let's not forget the anti-Semitism that existed in this country that prevented us from taking in more Jews during the Holocaust. Prior to the Holocaust, we could have welcomed them here, as well as the rest of the world. I mean that it's been going on for a couple thousand years. Has at times not been as bad, but I mean that it. It's remember 1492. They discovered Columbus discovered across the ocean blue to discover the United States, but also there's the Alhambra decree where. Queen Isabella kicked all the Jews out of...
We're up against the clock, Mark. Sorry about that. Appreciate the call. Give us a call next hour or next segment if you want. Stay tuned. We're after this.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm...
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A 26-year-old man from Connecticut is charged with stealing money from elderly individuals in Wisconsin. Matthew Ramos Soto is behind bars in Michigan after he and his unknown co-conspirators stole around $200,000 from elderly Wisconsin residents demanding money over the phone. They were using what is known as the grandparent scam, telling the individuals that their relative was in jail and needed money for bail. Ramos Soto then traveled throughout Wisconsin to pick up the cash in person. If convicted, he faces a maximum penalty of 20 years in federal prison. Tomorrow is the final day to sign up to hunt deer in the town of Rome. Multi-Metro Deer Management is holding a training and archery test for interested hunters on the 17th. Residents who are interested in receiving a harvested deer, contact Melissa Rhodes at 715-325-8022. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this season at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets today to be there when the Badgers take the court this November. Don't wait. Lock in your spot today. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Jerry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. High of 48, east winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tonight scattered rain showers likely, lows dip down to about 45. Overcast skies, tomorrow scattered rain showers likely, highs level off around 53. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Store on your Android or Apple device, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download the app. Takes less than a minute. It is free, F-R-E-E, gratis, no dinero. It's what Gail King calls a deal. Download the app today. You can text us on the Civic Media app, and we'll read your app. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. And I believe, Mr. Zommers, we're going to have skywriters starting next week. We're going to do the show in skywriting.
Yeah, it's a very expensive undertaking. that we funded by having Todd do some exotic dancing on the side.
I'm looking over at our CEO, Sage Wiles, office, and he's just shaking his head. No, no, there will be no skywriting, apparently. All right.
Well, we tried.
We welcome you to join you on the show. Talking, though, right now about this House Speaker's race out in Washington, D.C., that is just an absolute... It once again shows that Republicans are unable to govern. And again, this is not Todd saying this, is a former Republican, not a progressive Democrat saying this. Who said this recently was the very conservative U.S. Congressman from Wisconsin, Glenn Grossman, who said why he voted for McCarthy, by the way. Said, why would we kick out McCarthy when we don't even have a plan B? Which is a good point. I agree with Glenn on that. So again, it's this handful, maybe up to a dozen of just spooky, beyond mega caucus people that are messing this all up.
It goes back to the point that you and Trigvi Olsen from the Lincoln Project often make, that there are people who want to do and people who want to be. And all of these are people who they just want to sit there and be on YouTube and look at their own faces and hear their own voices and be like, ha ha, that's me.
But you're right. But that is the influence of Donald Trump. And we're seeing this more and more, right? We're seeing these kind of extremist, self-aggrandizing, destructive type of candidates at virtually all levels. Think about it. We've seen it across this state. People running for mayor, people running for city council, even for school boards, for sheriffs. I mean, I think almost any successful politician, doesn't matter what party, has to have a little bit of an ego. I've worked for some. I've never worked for a successful politician that didn't have a little bit of healthy ego. You have to have that. Because there are so many people, you know, throwing words against you and calling you out. You have to have kind of a thick skin and believe in what you're doing. That's a healthy ego. Nothing wrong with that. We've had other politicians who were kind of larger than life. Might put Tommy Thompson in that category on the Republican side. Bill Proxmire, longtime Democrat, U.S. Senator from Wisconsin. Bigger than life politicians. But that's a different type of ego than what we see currently in the Republican caucus in Washington, D.C., where it's all about them. And only them. And now we have a situation where they are unable to elect a speaker. They've got to get to 217. And right now they can't. Nobody seems to be able to get beyond 213. So Steve Scalise, the majority leader, who says he's going to remain in leadership, by the way, has pulled out. Has said, I'm done with this. I'm not going to go down the Kevin McCarthy route of having 15 ballots and be made a fool of. So he said he's done. Jim Jordan says he's back in. Says he's going to run. Or is running. Now here's the thing. Some of both Republicans and Democrats in the House of Representatives were told that this was a crap show. And so they got on planes to come home this weekend. But now they're going back into caucus. The Republicans are. And we're hearing now that the Republicans may try to go to the floor yet today and choose a speaker with several members gone. Now, if that were to happen, what you would probably have is when all members are back on Monday or Tuesday, you would have the Democrats call to vacate the chair and say, no, you're not going to do this with just a fraction of the members here on the floor. We're going to once again vacate the chair. So again, this is an ungovernable, untenable situation. And let's focus for a second on one of our other congressmen from Wisconsin, Derek Van Orden. And I've been talking about this a couple of times. We're going to continue to talk about it because this may be one of the most important political storylines going into 2024 for the state of Wisconsin. The 3rd Congressional District of Wisconsin, an area that I know very well. I lived most of my life in the 3rd Congressional District in Richland County. I was a part of 3rd District politics for a long time. I'm a 2-time assembly candidate from that part of the state. So I know the 3rd District pretty well. And they sent Steve Gunderson, a former Republican, to Congress for 16 years. And then about the same amount of time for Democrat Ron Kind. And now in the closest of elections last fall, Derek Van Orden, Republican, beat Democrat Brad Paff, a state senator from La Crosse. Derek Van Orden, by his own admission, was at the insurrection of January 2nd, posted it on his Facebook, very proud of that. He subsequently continues to show that he clearly has some sort of anger management and or mental health issues. He has been caught trying to go through TSA at an Iowa airport with a gun. Received the smallest of fines for that. He then went to his own district in Prairie du Chien near on the Mississippi River in southwest Wisconsin, and verbally abused a teenage librarian, because there was a Gay Pride Month LGBTQ book display in the library. Yelled at her, gave her a verbal dressing down. Then, earlier this year, when teenage Senate pages in the Senate, not the House, but the Senate, on their next to last day, we're doing what is traditional, which are for pages to take their cameras or phones or whatever and look up and take pictures of the rotunda. Beautiful ceiling in the rotunda, by the way, both here in Madison and at the U.S. Capitol of Washington. So they took pictures. And Van Orden, who admits that he had been drinking with constituents or lobbyists or somebody in his office that night, was giving a late night tour to these people, came through the rotunda and found these teenagers dressed very nicely in their Senate page uniforms, taking pictures of the rotunda on their backs, as many people do. And he then went on to a verbal rage. And many of those pages wrote down what he said. It was profanity laced. The S word, instead of crap, he used the other word. The F word, as in the F bomb, as in F U. Verbally abusing with profanity teenagers. And he doesn't deny it, but says that basically they deserved it because he made a false claim. He said that the Capitol is sacred because it is on top of dead Union War soldiers. It's basically a cemetery or a mausoleum, which he had to then later admit is untrue. The U.S. Capitol was used as a military hospital. There are no soldiers that are known to be buried under the Capitol. And now this week, Derek Van Orden could not control his anger again. And according to many sources, both Republican and Democrat, at a White House briefing on the situation with Israel, the war against Israel by Hamas, Derek Van Orden again verbally dressed down the White House staff, saying it was a pathetic briefing, and dropped an F-bomb again. And other House members had to apologize for him. That's not what he wants you to know. What he wants you to know is what he's putting out on social media. Oh, he's just this grandfather. He's just this military veteran. So here's what he put out. He put this on his Twitter account this morning, Twix, if we want to use the Craig Ferguson term, Twix, X, Twitter, whatever it is, on his Twitter account. This is the video. I'm going to play it for you because, again, I don't want to misconstrue this. I want you to know, because this is what you're hearing on many local news media sources. Play it, Mr. Sommers.
Everybody, it's Derek Van Orden. It's October 13th, 2023, which is the birthday of the Navy, by the way. And I know it's supposed to be a day of rage or jihad because some jackball in the Middle East said that they want to kill people that love freedom. Well, guess what? I'm riding my motorcycle around. I'm going to go get some breakfast, and I'm going to go to work in the United States Capitol, and I'm going to vote in a speaker so we can get back to the country's business. Americans are a free people. and we're going to stay that way.
So that's what you're hearing. If you live in the 3rd District, that's the image, that's the tone, that's the tenor. He's just a Navy veteran, a SEAL who loves America, rides his Harley in Washington, D.C. He's going to work hard. He's going to elect a speaker. America is great. I stand with Israel. Just a great guy, right? That is what you are hearing if you're in Eau Claire, La Crosse, Richland Center, Stevens Point, Prairie du Chien, Platteville, Lancaster, Boscobel, Viola, Osseo, Hudson. That's all what you just heard. That's what they want you to know. And by the way, happy birthday to the Navy. And a shout out to our colleague, Matt Flynn, a Navy veteran himself. I'm all for that. It's great. But the next time you see Derek Van Orten around Western Wisconsin, ask him this. Say, Mr. Congressman, Mr. Van Orten, we'll see, by the way, if they get a speaker. Pretty doubtful they will today, despite his claim. But right now, there is no Speaker of the House. There is no Army Chief. There is no Chief of Naval Operations. There is no Head of the Air Force. There is no Ambassador to Israel, Lebanon, Oman, or Kuwait from the United States. There is no Commander of the 5th Fleet. No one in 300 military roles. And there is no State Department Coordinator for Counterterrorism. Mr. Navy SEAL, Republican Derek Van Orten, waver of the flag, and supporter of the military. Are you okay with that? Because Joe Biden has done his job. He has nominated people to all of those posts. And the people who are holding up are Republicans. Mostly Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, although he lives in Florida. Who won't allow any of these confirmations to go through on these positions I just named, except for Speaker of the House. And in the Speaker of the House, Derek Van Orten's own House of Legislation, they can't even get their crap together to elect a speaker. And meantime, Derek Van Orten continues to have anger management issues. He is dangerous. We had a constituent call up here a couple of days ago and said when she called Derek Van Orten's district office, they yelled at her. Said she, even though she has a telephone number from their district, they didn't want to believe that she was a constituent and hung up on her. I've worked in both the state legislature and the United States House of Representatives for years. I have never witnessed that type of rude behavior. Derek Van Orten is a dangerous person. He has anger management issues, and he is certainly not standing up for the United States of America. Remember that as you see Derek Van Orten in the 3rd Congressional District and ask him those questions. Back with more after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Love. Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults. Nothing is everything. Skyrizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season.
And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life. A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
down he goes.
Won't...
intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. The Heartland Trophy is on the line against Iowa. Our coverage begins at 1 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up the second hour. Lighten things up a bit. Talk about Wisconsin football a little bit. Big game this weekend against Iowa. Also, more interesting guests at hour number two. So stay tuned for that. Mr. Zomers has a long night ahead of him. You're filling in for Nate this week or tonight on Devils. Is that correct?
Yes, on the Devils Advocates radio show, yes. And then also on Outside the Pizza Box with our very own Pizza Box Mike.
Yes,
which should be fun. Yeah. I haven't produced that show at all before, so I'm looking forward to that. But then also, Mad Unity, which is a program that's new to Civic Media that we've had for the last
month-ish.
Yeah. Every Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight, featuring many local artists, including our own Jorge as DJ Cosmo Brown, doing a lot of electronic dance music and dubstep, house music, techno, things like that. And I'll be helping out with that tonight.
You are a busy man, Mr. Zomers. We may have to bring you multiple caffeine drinks or whatever you need.
DoorDash will be getting my patronage today. I can tell you that.
Well, we appreciate you. Appreciate you. And I think it's fantastic that Jorge has an on-air name like that. What is it again?
DJ Cosmo Brown.
DJ Cosmo Brown. See, I've never, in all my years working at radio, I've never used an on-air name. It's just my real name. So, but maybe I should. Maybe people can call in and tell me what you want. If I had an on-air name, what would it be? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I don't want to call it breaking news, but let's call it new information via the Twitter here. This is Manu Raju, who is the chief congressional reporter for CNN. He is tweeting this at this hour. Vern Buchanan, a member of the Republican caucus, told me that he is not backing Jim Jordan. The quote was, quote, Steve Scalise, the way they dealt with him yesterday was wrong, unquote. Asked if he thought Jordan should have endorsed Scalise right away, he said, quote, yeah, in a much more aggressive way, unquote. Congressman Buchanan now predicts four more candidates will jump into the race. He told CNN, quote, once you get done with this, Jordan won't get the votes. I don't know if anybody can get the votes. Then you're going to have four or five other members of Congress that I think are really pretty strong members that will get in to the race, unquote. This thing just gets goofier and goofier. And the fact that they can't elect someone, I mean, it's mildly entertaining if you're a political junkie like me. But this has real implications at a time when we need Congress to act. Number one, because of the situation of Hamas attacking Israel, and we need to be passing resolutions of condemnation against Hamas, and we need to make sure that Israel has what they need to defend themselves. And number two, we are headed towards a government shutdown in about a month. And we need to be negotiating this out and figuring out what the heck's going to happen, or we're going to have all kinds of federal employees, including our military, by the way, that will not get paid. This is serious stuff. This isn't, you know, Survivor on CBS. Fine program. But, I mean, I think that's, honest to goodness, you guys, I think that's the way that Trump looks at this and some of his acolytes in Congress. Is that they look at this as a as The Apprentice, right? I mean, we read that story here, well, last week, Mr. Sommers, that, somebody who was knowledgeable of the Trump organization, the Trump campaign, said that when Kevin McCarthy was elected and Trump, Matt Gaetz raised Trump's name, that Trump kind of liked it. He was sitting down in Mar-a-Lago watching it, and at first he thought it was great because he thought, well, you know, and then they said, well, no, he didn't like it because he only got one vote. And then he kind of came back around again to being speaker. At first he said, I was president. I don't want to be speaker. But then he came back around because here's how they sold it to Trump. They said, look, this is like The Apprentice. You sit up there in the big chair and you make all the decisions. I'm not making this up. These people look at the sovereignty and the safety of these United States as a joke. And I think it's sick. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go across the pond to London. Jay in London, we appreciate you listening as always. What say you?
I think you are DJ Prince, sir.
Pardon?
DJ Prince. DJ Prince.
DJ Prince as my on-air nickname. Well, so Andrew from Verona. Yeah. Andrew from Verona on the text line says, Todd the Bod Alba. No, I appreciate that, Andrew. But there was a time. There was a time about 10 years ago when I actually had a personal trainer and I did have a decent body. That has passed. So I appreciate it. But okay. No. But I appreciate it, Jay.
Okay. I said you are DJ Prince, my brother.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
I just came from work, so I heard you were saying about it. I said, let me call him and tease him that he's DJ Prince.
We appreciate it. We'll tune in, we'll have music tonight for you.
Okay, bye.
All right, thank you so much, Jay, over in London there. Appreciate that.
We also got a message from Jeff Perry on Facebook that says his DJ name is Stairmaster Jeff.
Stairmaster Jeff. Well, maybe it is now over at WVMO. By the way, a great community station here in Monona. Check them out. Jeff has a great program on WVMO, available via the app as well. But when I worked with Jeff, he was just Jeff Perry. I did not know he had gone to the on-air name of Stairmaster Jeff. But all right. Let's quickly go to Stoughton. CJ, want to bring you on just for a second here. Got about a minute left. CJ in Stoughton, what say you?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. As far as decorum with Van Horten, not thrilled with that.
Are you there, CJ?
Congress,
you cut out for a second. I want to make sure we got what you said. You said as far as the decorum, and then we didn't hear you. What did you say?
Okay, well, I'm very disappointed in Van Horten. Some of his actions as far as the team go, looking up at the top of the Capitol. But let me also say some of this speaker decision, you know, it was a decision by the Democrats to turn on Speaker McCarthy. It would have been very simple. This was a political move by the Democrats to allow this chaos. It would have taken a few to, make McCarthy, to keep McCarthy as the speaker. So when they say that this is the Democrats, that, you know, they're relishing this chaos and blaming the Republicans. But
I appreciate the call, CJ. Thank you so very much. Look, that is an opinion out there. It just, in my opinion, isn't true. Republicans elected Kevin McCarthy. They created this program. The Democrats are under no obligation to dig them out. There is a way. Take five moderate Republicans and join the Democrats. We'd have a speaker. He named Hakeem Jeffries, and we could actually have governed. Stay tuned. More of the Todd Alball Show in hour number two. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't let bias out.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild
lives. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5